So I give this tenant his eviction notice and a big cardboard box. He looks at the box and asks, does this mean that I should start packing? I says, no, it's your new home. I'm helping with your transition here.
Oh, man, that's funny. Imagine the look on his face.
Serves him right. Tenants are scum.
You guys, it's so unfair. All I get is the paperwork. I want to be the one to throw their stuff out onto the street.
Tess, we have other people to do that. Now, besides, every eviction mill needs someone to grind out the paperwork. Maybe we could have you do some phone collection hounding?
Scare the hell out of them? Heck yeah, I'm in.
Is this the party?
Hey, Mike. Guys, Mike, the new guy's here.
Hi, Mike. Merry Christmas. Glad you came. I'm Don.
Hi. Thanks. Wow. It's all happening so fast. I just passed the bar, got hired, and right away I'm at the office Christmas party. I wish I knew you all better.
It won't take long. You'll be just like us.
Mr. Hammer, how nice of you to join us.
Thanks. This place feels like home to me.
I hope you know that you're our favorite landlord, too.
We've got a special surprise for you tonight. I know you'll like it.
A high-volume discount for evictions?
Come on, it's a surprise, I said.
Can't you give me a peek?
You have to wait until I make the announcement.
Aw.
Let me introduce you to our new lawyer. Mike? Mike, I'd like to introduce you to our favorite client, Mr. Hammer.
Mike?
Yes, sir. How do you do? Merry Christmas.
Thanks. So, you're gonna be real tough on him for me? Give him the old boot?
I guess it depends on whether we have a valid case against the tenant.
What? Depends on nothing. You boot him out. Then the other tenants see that and get scared of me. Then they do what I say. That's the way I want things.
I think Mike meant that he'll make sure your case is airtight, so the eviction is guaranteed. Isn't that right, Mike?
That's okay. You're new. You'll get the hang of it. You watch these people, do like them, and you got my business.
Mr. Hammer owns over 500 apartments in the city. He's always evicting someone for something or other.
They're scum.
Mike graduated from Alma Mater Law School.
Yeah, but he's still got a lot to learn.
We'll teach him, Mr. Hammer. You can bet on it.
Quick and dirty, sure know how to throw a party.
What? You call this a Christmas party? There's no spiked punch or even beer.
Well, they don't want to be liable for any drunk drivers afterwards.
But there's no food either. How do you explain that?
Well, the caterers we picked couldn't show proof of citizenship. At least we could have some mistletoe in the doorways. No way. Mistletoe is a sexual harassment suit waiting to happen.
Yeah, it's not an orifice party.
Shut up, Tess. Nobody was going to hit on you anyway.
So, what makes it such a great party?
We invite clients, so it's tax deductible. Yay! Heck of a party!
Well, I'm liable not to come next year. This sucks.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Wright. I'm so glad you could come. Can I get you some juice?
No, thank you. Have you got any beer?
Sorry, you know how law-abiding we are here. Mark, Vilma Wright is here.
Mrs. Reich, I finally got rid of that deadbeat in your Second Avenue apartment.
Yeah, good. You tell them I'm not welfare. Pay or get out.
Another late disability check sob story, like we care. I said, so sue the president. Now get out.
Yeah, you good boy. Out.
You've really built yourself an empire, Mr. Hammer, and all from your hard work.
Don't forget his good business sense.
You gotta be tough. Don't take nothing from nobody. Treat them like scum. Then they'll respect you.
Oh, that's our policy, sir. And I must say, you've done a lot to shape the way we practice law.
Yeah? Glad to help. What's the big surprise, anyway?
You're not supposed to know yet, but it's our new scorched earth policy against tenants. Kick them out, take everything they got, and hound them for life.
Oh, that's beautiful. Just beautiful. You know, it's harder than you think to find such ruthlessness in a lawyer. So many are too lazy to do it right.
No mercy here, Mr. Hammer.
Not a chance. We're cold-blooded predators.
Oh, that's the spirit. Boy, you guys make my Christmas. Just for that, I'm gonna give everyone a raise.
Sir, that's very nice, but you already pay us so much.
Not you, my tenants, across the board. Everybody, a big rent raise. You put me in the mood.
Excuse me, Bill. Could you lead us in some Christmas music? I think we need a little more atmosphere.
Sure, boss. How about our old company Christmas song to start it all off?
Oh, good idea. You get ready, and I'll gather everyone together. Then, maybe we can hand out the Christmas presents and liven things up.
Ready when you are, boss.
Hey, everyone. Gather around. Gather around. Mr. Hammer, Mrs. Reich, you too. Your family here.
Come on, Mrs. Reich. I think he's making a big announcement.
Yeah, for this we come.
What's going on, Don?
Hey, it's time for gifts and our traditional Christmas songs.
Oh, no. I didn't bring anything for anyone. I didn't realize we were exchanging gifts.
We're not. Mr. Quick gives them out. They're the best things we've taken from evicted tenants over the past year. We've got tablets, TVs, Blu-rays, cameras, jewelry, figurines.
He's giving out stolen property?
Not stolen. It's confiscated. There's a difference.
You sit right by me, okay, Mr. Hammer? You're my big Santa Claus.
How come you don't got no mistletoe?
Cool. Will you please help me with this?
Hold it a second, Mr. Quick. It's stuck on an antenna or something. Oh, there we go.
Ooh, I see what I want.
Don't even think about the camcorder. That's mine. Boss gets first choice.
Why are only some of the things wrapped?
Those are probably more recent. Sometimes we evict them so fast, they don't have time to grab their presents from under the tree. Just more recent stuff, that's all.
Well, everybody, thanks for coming. It's been a good year, as you can see.
And you've been good for us.
Yeah!
Thank you, folks. We have so much to be thankful for. Business has been great. Over 1,000 evictions this month alone. A perfect finish for a great year. Let's go for 2!
It's Christmas, oh Christmas.
We're making people homeless for Christmas.
La, la, la.
Those ho-ho-hos and ha-ha-has are few. From notices to lookouts at Christmas. The Grinch is very envious of you. For Christmas, there is one rule you always should abide. When the money's rolling in, let your sympathy wear thin. And don't ever let your conscience be your guide.
We're making people homeless for Christmas. Their fireplace will be a boiling can. The jingle won't be sleigh bells this Christmas, but coins for beggars in their shaking hands. We're giving them vacations for Christmas, to on-ramps, vacant buildings, and their cars. Tiny Tim sure had it good next to their new neighborhood, as we drive our new Mercedes back to ours.
We're making people homeless for Christmas. This stack of cases fills our hearts with glee. We make quick work of ousters at Christmas to sadden our depressed economy. A Norman Rockwell painting of Christmas is what our noble cause duly inspires.
many dollars are for me to inflict this misery. Just as long as we're the one the landlord hires.
The judges and the sheriffs at Christmas are valued members of our loyal team. Impatience with the tenants at Christmas. The landlord side is every lawyer's dream. Let justice keep her blindfold on Christmas. Our team will tip the scales for who we are. All that matters is we win. Joe, there's no room at the inn. We're so proud to be eviction plaintiff's bar. Follow that star.
Hey, Mike, you don't look so good.
Huh? Oh, just a little nauseous. Where's the restroom?
Mike, any of these presents under the tree appeal to you? I'll try to save one for you.
Oh, I love that song.
Hand out the presents.
I'll start, boss.
First, the big gift for our clients. Our new scorched earth policy.
Oh, what a lovely gift.
From now on, it's no more Mr. Nice Guy from us.
You tell him, boss.
It just doesn't pay to be nice to scum.